You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Ari Snyder, joined by Maine Public's chief politics correspondent, Steve Missler. He's here to talk about the political groups gearing up to spend big to influence the U.S. Senate race next year and why voters should pay attention to those groups, even if they ignore the deluge of ads that will soon be unleashed. So, Steve, if there's one thing that seems to unite voters, it's that they really dislike political ads, and maybe that so much money is spent on them. And yet, you report in the Political Pulse newsletter this week that the U.S. Senate race could drive some $300 million in spending on congressional races in Maine next year. So why is it important to dig into these political groups that we're talking about today?
I mean, that's a totally fair question, Ari. Our political system has become so awash in big money that voters and even political reporters can become sort of numb to it. And there's studies out there suggesting that the central goal of all this cash, persuading voters, doesn't really work all that well. But I think the simplest answer to your question is that pulling back the curtain on these groups and their funders is a way of understanding the actions of the politicians that they're designed to support, the issues they campaign on, and the policies they push or support if they're elected. And that's why we're doing this.
Because, of course, this money isn't flowing to these groups out of altruism or charity.
That's right. It's influence, and that's why it's important. And that's probably why some of these groups and the partisan organizations that work alongside them take a lot of steps to obscure the source of their funds.
And to be clear, we're not talking about donations to the actual candidates, right?
Correct. This is about the groups that operate separately from the candidate campaigns. And you'll often hear them described as outside spending groups. And to make things even more confusing, there are several kinds of those. You have super political action committees, often called super PACs. There are party committees, which are aligned with the two major political parties. And there are dark money groups, which are basically nonprofit organizations that can spend money on elections, but don't have to reveal their funders, unlike the party committees and the super PACs.
So in this week's newsletter, you write about how a constellation of these groups are poised to spend or are already spending millions of dollars to influence the Maine U.S. Senate race. And you've also created this guide that highlights connections between the organizations and donor information to the extent that you can find it.
Exactly. The dark money groups make it difficult because they're legally allowed to shield donors. Sometimes you can find clues in their tax filings, but a lot of it is really a black box. That's not the case with super PACs and party committees. They have to reveal the contributors. However, even that disclosure can have its limits if the super PACs receive dark money contributions. And increasingly, a lot of them do. Dark money spending on elections soared to nearly $2 billion during last year's election. Several of the super PACs we highlight in the newsletter are heavily financed by dark money nonprofits. And several of the super PACs are essentially extensions of the party committees. The Brennan Center for Justice, a nonpartisan organization, calls them shadow parties. And both Republicans and Democrats are expected to use them in the Maine Senate race, just as they did in 2020 when that contest shattered state spending records.
And in fact, some of that spending has already started, right?
It has. Some of the groups we've highlighted are already pumping out broadcast and digital ads. Some are attacking Republican Senator Susan Collins. Others are designed to boost her reelection chances. And much of this early spending is coming from dark money groups with connections to the political committees, including this one by the group One Nation.
Senator Collins has advanced $71 million in new funding for Maine's hospitals and health systems.
I appreciate everything she is doing.
Everyone agrees, Senator Susan Collins is getting results. Call and thank Senator Collins. Tell her you appreciate all she's doing for Maine.
That ad started running just a couple of days after Governor Janet Mills announced that she was getting in the race to challenge Senator Collins next year. It's designed to boost Collins, but as you just heard, it uses a news clip of the governor expressing appreciation for Senator Collins to try to do that. One Nation is a dark money group. It doesn't have to reveal its donors. And it also contributes money to other Republican super PACs with ties to GOP leaders in the Senate. And the Democrats have their own counterparts. Both sides have been spending money over the past several months. And what we're seeing now is just the beginning.
So with that in mind, you've created this guide to these groups that listeners can check out at mainpublic.org/pulse.
Correct. It's not an exhaustive list, Ari, and it's certain to get longer. but we'll try and update it as more groups form and start spending, and hopefully we'll be able to learn more about these organizations and their funders along the way.
That was Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Thanks for joining us for Maine's Political Pulse. You can find the Pulse newsletter at mainepublic.org/pulse or have it delivered straight to your email. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on Maine's Political Pulse.